Ve'elah Shmais B'nei Yisrael Aboim Mitzrayma Es Yaakov. These are the names of B'nei Yisrael came to Mitzrayim, coming to Mitzrayim with Yaakov. Ishu Beisoy Bo. Each person with his family, they came. Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, etc. And one of my favorite midrashim, really group of midrashim, goes on the diuk in the pasuk over here, the yitur in the pasuk. The pasuk starts off, Eilish Shemais B'nei Yisrael, Aboy Mitzrayimah, Es Yaakov, they came with Yaakov, Ishu Beisoy Bo. What's the Ishu Beisoy Bo? Should say Es Yaakov, Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. What do you need the Ishu Beisoy Bo for? Zok the Medrash, an amazing thing. Medrash says that Tanchuma Yashan, Medrash HaGadol, is the Feitayar. Amar Rav Huna, Melamed Shaloi Yored Yaakov LeMitzrayim Ad Shemona LeParetz UleChetzrayim. Yaakov didn't go down to Mitzrayim until he appointed for Peretz and Chetzrayim. Zeh Ben Shana, one was 1 year old. Vezeh Ben Shtei Shanim, the other one was 2 years old. V'ziveg lahem nashim. And he married them off. Married off the one-year-old, he married off the two-year-old, and that's why it says in the pasuk, Ishu Beisoy Bo. Medrash HaGadol says a little bit more forcefully, Ishu Beisoy Bo, v'fishiyode Yaakov sha'mitzrim shtufei zima. He knew that the mitzrim were shtufei zima. They're going into, you know, ervas ha'aretz. And therefore he married off the one-year-old and the two-year-old to make sure that they were well-equipped to go down to Mitzrayim. A wacky medrash. I remember the first time that I said this over in public, a person, Talmud Chacham, came over to me and said, you know, the Medrash HaGadol is known to be, you know, on par with the Zayar. It's Divrei Kabbalah, so you don't really know what it's talking about. Which is true. But then I found it in a Tanchuma, and the Medrash Rabbah alludes to it, but it's still spooky stuff. I mean, fine, so Mitzrayim is a decrepit society and a bad place. But still, you're marrying off your one-year-old, you're marrying off your two-year-old. They're great marimukim for the Jewish family, and it's, you know, insulates, and it's great. But what's really going on over here? Ishu Beisoy Bo. There's something metaphysical. There's something special. I mean, he's marrying off his one-year-old and his two-year-old. How do we appreciate that? Parsha Shmais is also the Parsha Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu gives us all hope. Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest human being who ever lived. Pel Peh Adaber Boy. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Shliach Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Anav Sheba Anavim, but in the words of the not-so-holy sources, Moshe Rabbeinu is also the Prince of Egypt. He grew up in Paro's house, no less. It was probably not a very good place to be. And although he had fantastic lineage, but Lamaisa, that was it. He grew up in Paro's house. He's appointed a minister by Paro to be in charge of the Jewish slaves. Gets himself into big trouble, runs away, becomes the king of Cush, ends up in Midian. And then, finally, he meets his calling in life after he becomes a shepherd. Everybody becomes a shepherd, and then, you know, they meet their calling in life. And one day he arrives, Vayar v'hine hasne boyer ba'esh v'hasnein en ucho. He sees the burning bush. The bush is burning and burning and burning, and it doesn't get consumed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts to talk to him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after a long introduction, says to Moshe Rabbeinu that you're the man. V'atol l'cha go v'ashloch achor al Paray, and I'm going to send you to Paray. V'hitzi yasami b'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim, and you are going to take my people out of Mitzrayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu proposes to Moshe Rabbeinu that you're going to be the leader, you're going to be the Shliach Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu does not accept Rabbeinu Shalom's proposal so eagerly. Vayomer Moshe Alekim, mi anoichi ki eilech el Paroi? Who am I to go to Paroi? V'chi yotzi es b'nei Yisroel Mitzrayim? I'm not cut out for this. And Hashem answers back, Vayomer, you are. Why? Ki eyeimach. Because I'm going to be with you. V'zelecha ha'ois, ki anoichi shlachticha. And this is the sign that I sent you. What's the teretz? And what's the ice? Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm not cut out for it. Don't worry, I'll be with you. Okay, I'm going to be with the next guy also. If it's Aaron, you'll be with him too. So what's the teretz? V'zelecha ha'ice. What's the ice? Well, what's the ice that I'm going to be with you? In order to appreciate what the answer is and what the ice is, Rashi gives two pshatim, but we'll soon see. We'll go with one of them. We first have to understand what Moshe Rabbeinu is doing over here. What's Moshe Rabbeinu's taina? Oh, no, I'm not cut out for it. The Rebbe Shalom just came down from heaven, so to speak, and he said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're the man. I propose that you lead Klal Yisrael, you're going to take him out of Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu is chelik on the Rebbe Shalom. No, I'm not the guy for the job. Well, you know better. Enough with the modesty. It's not for me. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu really saying? So the Medrash tells us a wild thing. The South Africans will appreciate this the most. The Medrash says like this. Vayera Moshe Alekim, Mi Anoichi. Amar of Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Moshe Lamelach Shehisi Es Bita, a king marries off his daughter. Upasak Litein La Medina. He's going to give her a country. Not bad. V'shivcha achas, and he's also going to give her a maidservant. It doesn't mean, you know, to polish her shoes. Shivcha achas means, you know, they owned hired help, but matrunis. She's a very cultured, aristocratic, with fine lineage. This is the shivcha that he's giving his daughter, the princess. So she's going to be, you know, the executive secretary, and she's going to be the ambassador, and no problem. In the end, he reneges. V'nosan la kushis. He gives her shivcha kushis. I told you the South Africans would like it, right? They're not good for the same type of things. They're good for the shining the shoes. Amalei chosnai, so, you know, the son-in-law says, well, you messed me over. You promised me this aristocratic woman, and instead you give me the kushes. That's what Moshe says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono Elohim, kishiyored Yaakov leMitzrayim, when Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim, loy kach omar toloy. What did you say to him? Anochi eiradim cha Mitzrayim. I'm going down with you to Mitzrayim. V'anochi alcha gam olay, and I'm going to bring you up. V'achshav ato imrali l'chovesh lachacha paroi. Loy anochi hu shamati, anochi alcha gam olay. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you promise you're going to bring him up. Who are you sending me? I may be the best person for the job, but that's not what you said, Rabbeinu Shalom. So that's Moshe Rabbeinu's taina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer to that is Anochi Eyeimach. I am going. I'm standing right there with you, beside you, inside of you. But I'm there with you. So that's the answer. But what's this? What's the ice? Then when you get out, you're going to be Yoyver Hashem et Baharazeh, you're going to come to Har Sinai. What's the ice? What's the ice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with Moshe Rabbeinu? What's the ice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inside of Moshe Rabbeinu that he's operating together with him? In order to appreciate that, so you got to appreciate the first pshat in Rashi. But before we get to that, I want to share one of the marmukim with you that came up to me in an interesting way this week. Now, one of the things that I was makabel in these parts from my Rebbe, from Rebbeim, friends also, is just, you have children, so you have to go learn with your children. And lately, one of the things, you know, we switch off and do different things or whatever. I don't have the time at my disposal. I can, you know, spend hours on end with each one of them. But lately, I've been learning with my kids The Hakadama, which an Adam Gadol put me onto this a number of years ago. I've been thinking of ever since. The Hakadama of the Chavis HaTalmidim, where he basically writes 9-10 pages about Chanech Lenar al Pi Darkai. Really what he's coming to do over there, the Chavis HaTalmidim, the Eish Kodesh, he's coming to make a revolution in Chinuch. And he says it outright. He says all the kids are going off the D. Because before the Second World War, everybody's falling off for different reasons than we have today. Today we fall off because we're mindless. In those days they fell off because their mind was involved with other types of things. See, he's out to start a revolution in Chinuch, but in the Hakdama, see, he has massive yesedis on so many different things. And one of the things that he says over there, a great yesed, he quotes it from the Baal Shem Tov. Other people have said it also, but he's going to the Baal Shem Tov. He says, there is no such a thing as a Jewish person who has a midah that is a midah ra'ah without good to it. Every midah, even a bad midah, can end up being used for good. So for instance, he says, let's say you have a kid who is stubborn as a mule. You can't get through to him. No matter what, he refuses to listen to you. You proved him that he's wrong? No, sorry. Stubborn as a mule. The Chavis HaTalmidim says that that's not a bad midah. Because once you get him into Avodas Hashem, once you get him into learning, once you get him into davening, he's going to be the most obstinate person about sticking with his Avodas Hashem. You will not be able to move him from it. He's going to be the biggest masmid. He's going to be the biggest shakdin. That same midah that he used for bad, he's going to use for good, but just get him into learning. And now that's good about stubbornness. But what about having a bad temper? Yeah, by a guy's a bad temper, you know, as a kid, he's always beating up his brother. He's always, you know, he's always breaking things and breaking windows, and you know, he's a pain in the neck to deal with. So what? So now he's going to become a Ben Tur, and now he's going to beat up his Talmidim. A bad temper is a very dangerous thing. So he takes that one on, and he says it's gorgeous. I mean, I wish that I could say it as well as him. I can't. So I'm just going to have to. I'm just going to have to read you his words. Can you imagine the greatness, product that a mechanech can bring out of the anger of the angry person? When you dig into him and you bring him close, and you light his heart and his nefesh on fire to be given over to Hashem. His anger is going to turn into a fire of above. An Eish Kodesh, right? Another one of his svarim. Yishapech kasai. His kas is going to be turned into that. Kol maisa avoida asher yase, any maisa avoida that he does. His davening, his shiurim, his limud ha-Torah, whatever he does, kegach aleyesh yisalavu, they're going to be like fiery coals. Kol diburuv asher yidaber la-Hashem b'tayru b'tfilah b'kol chaytsev lava yisei shiurim. He'll thunder forth with fiery bursts of lightning, right? If he gives musa to somebody else, and he wants to prove to another person how small he is, this angry person, because of the fact that now he's elevated, that he's got a Kodesh Baruch Hu, a spirit of a Kodesh Baruch Hu inside of him, he's not going to curse the guy out. He's not going to put him down. He'll just say simple things. But their diburim, that like fiery arrows, are just going to burn right through a person. Zayif mikirbay yishtayfu, like a burst of water, flow right out of him. V'gam yinishmas zulasay kol chali v'kesem yimasu v'yakru. And when this person talks to other people, his passion will go into them, and all of the badness in the other people will melt away. All the stains, all the stench will go away. Why? Because that passion, that energy, that heat, right? Shulchan Aruch Rav says in Kegavna that an angry person, he has heat, energy. All of that energy is channeled instead of to destroy, but to elevate in a holy, holy way. And that's what happens when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is amongst the people, is together with a person, is inside of a person. Everything the person does becomes elevated, and everything is protected, and everything becomes good. What's the sign? What's the ice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is together with Moshe Rabbeinu? So Rashi basically answers that for us. Rashi says, V'zeh cho'a ice, what's the ice? V'zeh hamare asher isa b'sneh, l'cho'a ice. The fact that you saw this burning bush, that's the ice. Ki anochi shlachticha. V'kedai ani lahatzil. And I guess I'm going to be able to save you. Kasher isa sneh isa shlichusi, just like you see the sneh doing my shlichus, v'enu uchol, it doesn't get destroyed. Kach telech b'shlichusi ve'encho nizoik. You go to Paroi and you're not going to get damaged. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, you are the sneh. You're going to become the sneh. And that's the ice that I'm together with you. Just like the sneh, so to speak, contains HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the fire doesn't consume it, I'm going to be with you and you're going to be in dangerous places, but ain't nobody going to be able to touch you. Just imagine if somebody goes, you know, whatever, goes into President Donald Trump, sitting, he has a private meeting, and, you know, they serve you the hors d'oeuvres and Coke and, you know, whatever it is, and the guy goes and his finger just, like, shoots straight up into his nose. Starts picking his nose right in front of the president. And then he gets better. He goes up and he actually starts to pick the president's nose. But what do you think would be the end of such a person? All right, they would kill him. In America, you probably couldn't kill the person, but it's not going to be a happy scene. Moshe Rabbeinu repeatedly goes right into Paroi with through all the lions, through all the protection, through all the security, and says, buddy, you're looking for trouble. The little Jew walks into Paroi and says, I'm gonna kill you. You don't send them out, so then your country is going to be destroyed. And what happens to Moshe Rabbeinu? Absolutely nothing. Why? Ki eye imach. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is not a person anymore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inside of him. Moshe Rabbeinu becomes the sneh. And therefore he's untouchable. What would happen if Moshe Rabbeinu, lost it? And instead of remembering, you know, that he's Moshe Rabbeinu, the Yadam Mikol Adam, so then he would start to, you know, well, I wanted to para, you know. From now on, it's not Moshe Rabbeinu anymore, it's Harav Moshe Rabbeinu. And the third time, it's going to be Harav Hagoyin Moshe Rabbeinu. And then it's going to be Hagoyin Harav Moshe Rabbeinu and Hagoyin Adir and Rosh Kibahag Moshe Rabbeinu, and he really starts believing in himself. The lions would have had a good meal, chas v'shalom. The only things that's a protection of Moshe Rabbeinu is when Moshe Rabbeinu is the Isha Lekim, he's the Eved Hashem and nothing else. Then you're totally protected. But then the minute you lose that, then the sneg gets devoured the way that it's supposed to. That's our only hope in Mitzrayim, and that's our only hope in the outside world. So that's the answer to Moshe Rabbeinu, Anochi Eye Imach. And that's the answer of what the ice is. The ice is that you are the sneh. Oh, but how does this get back to the 1-year-old and the 2-year-old who decided to get married? What do we need them for in Mitzrayim? So I'll tell you about another interesting conversation I had this week with somebody. Somebody said to me, it was like, it was so pashut, but it was just like revealing, because nobody thinks of it that way. It was a conversation about Shidduchim. And the person said to me, you know, the first thing that a person has to know when they go into Shidduchim is that the purpose of Shidduchim is that everybody is responsible to build a family. It's to build a house. That's their responsibility. So I tell you to build a house. Sometimes, you know, you'll have stone, you'll have wood. Sometimes you have better materials. Sometimes you have worse materials, but you got to build a house. No one thinks of it that way. What's the point of getting married? So everybody, you know, the first knee-jerk reaction is, you know, whatever it is, it's like, you know, whatever is romance. Now, of course, you got to get married because, like, you know, whatever it is, that's part of life. If you're a little bit more frum than that, so you'll say, oh, okay, fine, I have to be mashlim my neshama. I'm only a half a soul. I'm not going to be fulfilled unless I'm living with somebody else. But that it's a responsibility, I have to build a house, because without a house, then there's no Kedusha. Whoever thinks of that? Ishu Beis Oibo tells us that no matter what the house looks like, it's a house of a one-year-old, a two-year-old, but where there's Kedusha. And where there's Kedusha, there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is down in Mitzrayim with us, V'gam Ole Ola. He's going to bring us up. And without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't stand a chance against Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be inside of us. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inside of us, then we can tackle the whole world, all of the lions, all of the terrorists. Otherwise, we're easy prey. How does it relate to us? Just for the last 2 minutes. How do we get Hashem inside of us? Well, that's Pashit. We're sitting and learning Torah all day. And that's old hat, and everybody knows that. You learn, you imbibe the Dvar Hashem becomes part of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inside of you, you become a more godly person. But there's one more nakuda, and this is just what I want to be mayor of this as well. The Mashkiach said in a shmuz a couple of weeks ago, right before he left. There's a Gemara that says that Torah can be a Sama Mavis. He didn't say it so stark. Torah can act as a sam chayim. If a person's not zeiche, it can act as a sam amavis. What's the difference? The difference is that if a person wants to become a good human being, if a person wants to develop as a good person, then the Torah is a sam chayim, there's nothing better. But if a person has no interest in growing as a human being, if a person doesn't learn the four-letter word, musr, right, doesn't work for a certain amount of time during the day trying to figure out how he can make himself better. After all, what are we here for? Everybody wants to be a lamdin, but so what? If a person is a lamdin and he's a rat, you could keep him. Being a lamdin is part of being a great human being. Being a great human being is part of being a good human being, an excellent human being, a person that you say Ashrei Yeladitai. So through Limud HaTorah and before the Limud HaTorah, the direction that what it's all really part of is making ourselves into good and great human beings, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inside of us, and then we become like the Sneh. We can make it through Paroi, and we can make it through any other obstacle that we are in life. And we should all be Zeh.